morning, everyone. Welcome to EMP. Let's start our EMP with a word of prayer. Father, Lord Jesus, we come to you this morning. Thank you for a good day that you have given to us. We hunger for your word. We ask your Holy Spirit, lead us to understand your word so that we know what is excellent in your eyes. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, let us open and continue our Bible reading from Luke chapter 5. Luke chapter 5, verse 18 to 20. And some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed, and they were trying to bring him in and to set him down in front of him, but not finding any way to bring him in because of the crowd, they went up on the roof and let him down through the tiles with him stretcher into the middle of the crowd in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." So, brothers and sisters, still remember, Luke chapter 4 is speaking about Jesus fasting, and then the Satan come and tempted him. And then after fasting, still Luke chapter 4, Jesus entered the synagogue, and then he opened the book of Isaiah chapter 61, and then he said that he is the anointed one. And then people reject him. Although people reject him, Jesus must prove himself as the anointed one. So no wonder after the story of rejection, if we read the whole chapter 4 and then chapter 5, we can see that Jesus demonstrated his authority as the anointed one. Like kick out the demon, heal the sick, yeah, and then he did a miracle with the disciple when the disciple cannot catch the fish of the whole day. So this is the main story of Luke chapter 4 and chapter 5. But remember, in the midst of this big story, Luke tell us three things, which is I already shared last week. First thing, when many people come want to see Jesus, Jesus said, "I must go to another city. I need to share the gospel." So Jesus still focused. His purpose is not only do miracle, but his purpose is to share the gospel for other people. And then the second point, Luke tell us in his busyness, Jesus start to call his disciple. No wonder if we read Luke chapter 5, we can see that there are two stories Jesus called his disciple. First, Jesus called Peter. Second, Jesus called Matthew. Both of them are sinners. And then Jesus called them to be his disciple. It's very simple. Disciple means follow Jesus. That's why Jesus said, "Come and follow me, and then I will change your life." Yeah. So a disciple means a person who come and follow Jesus and changed by Jesus. That's it. Yeah, very simple. If you follow Jesus and you changed by Jesus, that means you are the disciple of Christ. Now, in the midst of this all great story, there are one more thing that Luke wants us to know. Yeah. What he wants us to know, he wants us to know that you are ordinary people can be extraordinary. Not because you are Jesus, not because you get the miracle, but because you have faith in him. So the story that we just read, Luke chapter 5, verse 18 to 20, I give this story title is Ordinary People Become Extraordinary. How come? brothers and sisters. Let's see. This story is very interesting. And some men were carrying on a bed a man who was paralyzed. Some men. Sometimes people say four men. Because it is easy for four men to carry a man. If two is too heavy, if three is quite difficult, so four men is more easy. So four men is carrying a paralyzed. Yeah? Brothers and sisters, if you have ever helped a paralyzed man, it's not easy to carry a paralyzed man. Yeah? We need to be patient. Yeah? We need to be slowly. We need to be careful to do this job. And the Bible told us, yeah, they're trying to bring him and set him down in front of him, in front of Jesus. But then, brothers and sisters, just see this room. Imagine this room. 300 people come in and sitting in this room. And you are late. And you want to come in front of the podium. It's very difficult. Even by yourself, it's very difficult. More of that, if you bring someone, come forward, it's very difficult. No way, no place. And then how come you bring the paralyzed man come to him? But then the Bible told us, brothers and sisters, this group of men going up and then bring it down. You need to understand, the house at Jesus' time is different in Hong Kong. Because in Hong Kong, all house is apartment, first floor, second floor, third floor, is very high. But at that time, only one floor. And then they don't have any permanent roof. So they climb up and then bring it down. But although it is one floor, for me, still difficult. Why? Because when you bring down a paralyzed man compared to carry someone, it's more difficult to carry. If you bring down, you need double strength to hold the man going down slowly, slowly, and slowly. And finally, brothers and sisters, they can do it. What makes them special when they do this thing? I can say they have perfect care for this paralyzed man. Care, brothers and sisters. Can I say that care is something expensive in this time? Can I say that care is something expensive in this time? People, difficult to find a man who care. Even for our own parents, sometimes we don't care. No wonder in Hong Kong, there are 30% elderly. Yeah, 30% elderly, maybe 5 to 7% of the elderly stay in elderly house. Or if they don't stay at elderly house, the son, the daughter hire a helper so that they can take care of their parent. Some of my members cannot come on Sunday because they need to take care of elderly. Then I ask them, how come you work 7 days a week? Do the son or daughter come to take care? Oh, pastor, it has been few months they don't come. They just transfer my salary. Oh, this is Hong Kong. Care is something difficult to find. Care is expensive. But this group of men, brothers and sisters, have care for the sick. Of course, everybody wants to see miracle, but the Bible wants to tell us, most important than have miracle is to care for someone who need it. And this group, I can say, they are extraordinary. That's number one. Number two, brothers and sisters, why they insist to bring this paralyzed man come to see Jesus? Because they have faith with Jesus. They have faith with Jesus. Have you a physical problem and you want to see a doctor? Yeah. I have done few times, and then usually when I visit the doctor, I need to wait 2-3 hours. Why we still wait for 2-3 hours? Because we trust this doctor. Our friend told us, oh yeah, that doctor is so good. Blah, 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 blah. And then we are waiting for 3 hours. One time, I bring my brothers-in-law go to see a doctor from 7 p.m. And then finally, I get to see the doctor at 1 a.m. 1 a.m. I still wait. Wait, I have belief that this doctor can help my brother-in-law. So this guy do a lot of things. Yeah. They believe, they put in faith that Jesus can do something. Brothers and sisters, have faith is more important than a miracle. Faith means trust. Trust means surrender. And then this a group of men, they have faith to Jesus. Today, if you have faith with Jesus, then there are no word but. Faith means trust. In these few days, I try to see and to hear few words from great people in the world. One of the great people in the world is Steve Jobs. I want to know what is his philosophy about life, how can he success in this world. Yeah, although he already passed away, but his iPhone still alive. iPhone 12, 13, 14, maybe 15, or maybe 20, unless Elon Musk will beat his iPhone. I don't know. Yeah, but I want to make sure I will not beat his iPhone because I cannot do anything. So, this guy on 2005 speak at Stanford University. He never graduated university, but he speak among all the new graduation. He said 3 things make him success. Number one, you need to have faith with what you do. Second, you need to have love to do what you believe. The third, you need to do the best. Suppose that today is your last day, then you need to choose what is the best for you. Although this guy have different faith with me, but I agree. When we want to do something, we need to have faith with what we want to do. These four guys have faith in Jesus. No wonder they pay a price for that their faith. They bring and then they climb out and then they bring it down because they have faith. Today, if you have faith in Jesus, you can become extraordinary people. Yeah. I do a ministry. When I do a ministry, I'm an ordinary people. But when I put my faith, I become extraordinary. Not because of me, but because of God. number three. Why this group of men I said extraordinary? Look at verse 20. Seeing their faith, he said, "Friend, your sins are forgiven you." Brothers and sisters, there are a group of people crowded. Yeah, these four guys do something good. They have care, they have faith, and then they bring a paralyzed man come to Jesus. Yeah, suppose that the person is you, what should you say to these four guys? You might be say, "Oh, good job. Yeah, you are so good. You have love, you have faith, you have care." But then Jesus said what? "Your sin is forgiven to you." Oh, something they don't expect this sentence. Usually, when people do something good, they expect praise come to them. But this time, Jesus opened their life. Your sin, that means you are a sinner among all the people. Or maybe they lost faith when Jesus said like that. But they not, brothers and sisters, they not. They accept what Jesus said about themselves. That mean, brothers and sisters, when they do things, they don't hope praise from God. They do things because it is a good thing to do. Sometimes in our ministry life, when we do something good, we hope we can get praise from other people. Yeah, don't hope for that. We do ministry because we know that ministry is good for us to do. Now, whatever the result is come from God. And these four people, they accept what Jesus said. Your sin is forgiven. Thank you, God. Yeah, I get a bonus. What is my bonus? My bonus is God forgive my sin. That's it. So, brothers and sisters, three things make this group from ordinary become extraordinary. Number one, they have care. Number two, they have faith. Number three, they are humble to accept what Jesus told them. I believe, brothers and sisters, when Luke put this story in his gospel, Luke want the disciple learn from this story. Luke also want us to learn this story so that everybody can have an opportunity become extraordinary, not because we get the miracle, but because we bring someone so that they can have miracle from God. If you can do this job, then you become extraordinary. Then I let you know, today many people live in spiritual paralysis. Today many people live in spiritual paralysis. They don't know what to do, they don't know where to go, they don't know why they should do, and they need us. They need us to bring them, to carry them, to show them where Jesus is, so that they can be healed. Open your eyes. Look around. Yeah, they are all in your cycle of life. They need Jesus. And Jesus asks you to bring them to him. That's an extraordinary work that we can do for him. Amen. Brothers and sisters, while we meditate this story. Let us think something more important, from searching miracle to bring people to have miracle, from doing something for ourselves to doing something for others, from getting praise to give praise to Jesus. This is extraordinary. If we can step in this situation, your life must be more valuable and more peace and more happy. May God bless us. Let's worship Him.
open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me. And holy, there is no one like you, there is none beside you. Open up my eyes in wonder and show me who you are and fill me with your heart and lead me in your love to those around me.
Father, Lord Jesus, when we think the story of this group of men that bring a sick man come to you, we thanks to you, Father, because you choose us as a bridge builder for sinner to come to you. You choose us to be a bridge for other people that come to you. This is an amazing privilege that you give it to us. And this morning, Father, we pray that we will use our life to be a good bridge for other people come to you. We start from prayer, and then we want to use this time become a bridge prayer for other people. We will pray for the community who are in sick. Let's come to God, pray for community who are in cancer. We pray that God will touch them, take out the cancer in their body. Let's pray together. Next, please. We also pray for a group of people, our brothers and sisters, family members who are in illness and need spiritual salvation. We pray may God open their heart so that they can accept Jesus. We also pray for brothers and sisters, family in infirmities condition. We pray that God can take out all the weakness from their body. please. We also pray for brothers and sisters who have COVID. And also we pray for frontline medical worker. May God give them double protection in serving people. And we pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for a new job. May God give the best for them. Brothers and sisters, let us pray for Hong Kong, for COVID situation, government, Wellgrab, Revival Church, Santi Ministry, YWAM, Korean Church, and domestic helper, family in distress. There are a lot of problems in Hong Kong. We pray that all believers in Hong Kong can be a good bridge for them, bring joy and peace from God to this group of people. Let's pray together. Let us also pray for staff, for PSAM and then all the staff, especially PSAM, so that he can quick recovery from his surgery. And also pray for PNET. He is in Korea now to attend his grandpa funeral. May God give PNET and all the family comfort from God. Let's pray together. Let also pray for education ministry, SP Kid, SP Youth, and SPU. May God raise new next generation, become a good disciple from this church. Let's pray together. Thank you. We pray for worship and sound ministry and for everything. May God bless all the ministers in doing this ministry.